to have work that's made here, and really often by people who are living right here, that's fantastic.
I'm Helen Eastman, and I'm the CEO and Artistic Director of Creation Theatre. Creation has been producing theatre in Oxford for 30 years now. Most of the work we produce is site-specific, which means it takes place not in traditional theatres, which is a wonderful thing because it means that people have amazing cultural experiences in places they wouldn't expect to have them, maybe in their local shopping centre or bookshop, or a building that is empty in their neighbourhood and brought to life by Creation Theatre. It really feels like it's a part of the fabric of Oxford and Oxfordshire that Creation have been making this work for 30 years, and people have really strong memories of shows that they've seen. We also have an education department that runs workshops and classes after school, Saturdays, during the holidays, and is a massive part of what we do and who we are. And the thing that makes that really unique is that all of our workshops and sessions are led by creatives from within our company. That might be actors, performers, directors, designers, lighting designers, puppeteers, makers, but we really try and have a really strong crossover between the education department and the producing department, and that's a really big part of who we are as well. When I bump into people and I tell them that I run Creation, they often immediately say, oh, I remember your season at the BMW plant, I remember your season at the Westgate Centre, I remember the shows at Blackwell's, I remember shows at the Bodleian, I remember running around the Osney Mead Estate seeing Shakespeare. So people have really strong memories of where they see shows. We have the Spiegel tent, for years the Mirror tent up at BMW plant. People have very strong and beautiful memories of that work. So what I love about that is that then when people walk past those spaces or places in the future, they remember those experiences, and that show lives on for them in that place geographically forever.
Hello, my name is Alex Silverman. I'm a composer, and I have been working with Creation on and off for about 15 years. I put the music in the plays. My specialism is making live music in shows. So I'm working with the actors who are also the musicians, writing, arranging the music for them, and also training them in rehearsals. So I'll lead the musical part of the rehearsals, make sure everybody can sing their songs, play their instruments, know what they're doing by the time showtime comes. What I love about this company is the way it's embedded in the community. We have regulars who've been to every show over 30 years, who as soon as they get on sale will book it and bring their families. And the way, again, that we're able to move around the town, around the city, bring in different people at different times, it means we're always reaching quite a wide cross-section of people who live here. It's really important that we have a company that represents this area. To have work that's made here, and really often by people who are living right here, that's fantastic for an audience, to go and see people that you might know, or people that think like you and represent what you have to say.
Hello, I'm Hayley from Creation Theatre. I am an actor for Creation, and I also am the education lead. So I manage all things education, our drama club and our holiday workshops as well. It's almost unheard of, I think, especially as an actor, to find somewhere, a company that is based in one place, but then also uses the talent from one place as well. That's really rare, and I think we're so lucky to have it. And it's amazing because you build a relationship with the place, which is not the same as touring theatre or, you know, co-productions between regional theatres. It's not really the same. You don't get the same relationship as, you know, Creation has with its audiences, and I think that's so special.
We are 30 this year, and to be honest, that's quite miraculous because we are an unfunded arts organisation. And over the 30 years, being honest, there have been moments where it's been quite touch and go, and not just the pandemic, but the summer where it rained all summer and we couldn't sell any tickets to our summer season, the Christmas where the snow was so bad that the Mirror tent was inaccessible. We've weathered a lot of literal storms and conceptual storms over the last 30 years. I think what has kept us going through all of it is our audience. So this year we're celebrating. We've got lots of different ways of celebrating happening this year. We have a 30th birthday fundraising campaign going on throughout the year. That's through Just Giving. We have a silent auction as part of that fundraising, and lots of amazing businesses in the community and individuals have donated incredible prizes. And then coming into the summer, we're going to have a great big old garden party for Creation in the summer, which I'm really looking forward to. Get to see lots of people who've been part of the life of Creation for 30 years. And we have a summer season with two shows playing in rep. We have our Midsummer Night's Dream from last year is coming back, and a new production of Twelfth Night. But in the middle of it all as well, our youth company are going to do their first main stage show, which is a really big celebration of our education department to put that front and centre. And I can't wait to see the young people perform in our beautiful show tent. So lots of things going on all year, because I think we're just going to keep celebrating all the way through 2026.